And we're joined now by Congresswoman Ilhan Omar, who represents a large portion of that city. It's good to have you here.
I represent the whole city. Yeah. Thank you for having me.
Thank you. The Trump administration is actively telling the public that journalists are misleading them. You heard what was just reported from the scene. What we know is that Renee Macklin Good and her partner were protesters. They were driving around Minneapolis. They were recording what some of these ICE enforcement officers were doing. And the local police chief says Macklin Good blocked the street with her car. President Trump has said that the partner was a paid agitator. That's the phrase he used. Secretary Noem alleged this was an act of terrorism. Given how much heat there is and the administration's scrutiny, would you tell Americans it's too dangerous to demonstrate and to go out and document as she was doing?
I think it is really important for Americans to record, to create the level of accountability and transparency that we need. What we have seen in Minneapolis is ICE agents oftentimes jumping out of their cars. These are unmarked cars. Oftentimes they're wearing a mask. They're approaching, running towards cars. They're pulling people out of those cars. Oftentimes these people are citizens. Oftentimes these people have documentation of their legal right to be in this country. And we know that DHS has lied repeatedly when it comes to these accounts. So it is even more important for there to be recording from eyewitnesses every single time these actions are taking place.